Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. Amid persistent political repressions, women remain a vulnerable group in Belarus, especially as they experience intersecting forms of discrimination, such as women prisoners and women migrants. At least 159 women are political prisoners in Belarus. At least 38 face humanitarian issues, such as mental health condition or disability. Women are incessantly persecuted for their activism, especially on anti-extremism grounds. Women in detention were threatened with gang rape, subjected to unnecessary and degrading strip and cavity searches, lacked access to healthcare specific to their needs, or had it actively denied, or were labeled as prone to extremism and put under enhanced control. Women migrants and asylum seekers face uniquely harsh risks. As the crisis at the Belarus-EU border lingers, claiming lives of at least 120 people and increasingly slipping outside of the authorities' direct control, women are growing vulnerable to human trafficking and sexual exploitation. Women stranded at the border report being forced to offer sexual services in exchange for housing and food. Often fleeing domestic violence in their home countries, they cannot rely on protection in Belarus, as domestic violence is not a ground for asylum in Belarus, unlike in the EU. There are no procedures for documenting newborn children of irregular migrants. The problem is exacerbated by a gaping shortage of organizations who could provide support. The number of NGOs forcibly liquidated or coerced into self-liquidation is nearing 2,000. Independent initiatives, including women's organizations, are routinely labeled extremist, while any interaction with extremist materials or formations entails administrative or criminal liability. It is also immensely difficult to get qualified legal assistance. Since 2020, 141 lawyers have been disbarred for working on politically motivated cases, among them at least 52 women. This crackdown left women in a support vacuum. Systemic engagement and accountability is required to bridge this gap. Thank you.